It's a football. It's a football.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast. This is Tariq joining you along with Karan all the way from Delhi. Karan, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back.
Okay, and missing in action like he usually is on occasions like this is Vishal. Blue defeats Red by a wide margin. We thought we would not see this till about November 8th when the elections happen in the United States in the presidential election. But we have had a bit of a preview here at Stamford Bridge, and we'll have a lot to talk about that big game, which was Chelsea 4, Manchester United 0. The biggest result of the weekend, obviously. A couple of other results quickly. Liverpool winning again against West Bromwich Albion 2-1. Manchester City slipping again. 1-1 draw against Southampton. In fact, they were 1-0 behind for a while. And Arsenal failing to score. Somehow not able to sneak the 3 points this time. So 0-0 draw. Spurs also another 0-0 draw. So what all this means, Karan, is last time you were on the show, we were talking about how congested the top of the table is. It seems to have gotten worse. There are five teams, top three teams on 20, that's Arsenal, Liverpool and Manchester City, who are on top by goal difference. And of course, Chelsea and Spurs are on 19. So five teams, 1 point between them. Very, very tight title race. Like you said, it's tighter and more congested than a Delhi Metro in the peak hour.
Seriously, I mean, there have been times where I've actually had more room in the metro than what there is at the top of this table.
And the top of the table looks like that because of the late result after which we are recording this pod, which is Manchester United 0, Chelsea 4. And the time it took me to actually read the score out was about approximately the time it took for Chelsea to open the scoring after the game began. I mean, Karan, are you as embarrassed as everybody else, despite not being a fan?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, considering that I was actually neutral in this game, even I was a bit embarrassed, you know, looking at the way United pretty much, you know, just succumbed to the occasion, if you actually think about it. Definitely didn't expect it to be this bad. Okay, I always felt that Chelsea were going to be starting as favorites. But no, not in even my wildest dreams would I have imagined that the United would have put in such an absolutely embarrassing shift, to be honest.
And the embarrassing shift mostly was in the defense, but again, the midfield and attack also kind of never showed up, but all four goals could be tracked down to basic defensive errors. Mourinho in his post-game said as much.
Incredible defensive mistakes, individual defensive mistakes, and you pay for that.
I have nothing to say. Nothing to say about the game at all. Nothing.
And that's about that from us for now. You can find us on iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcast platform that you use under Soccer Sense. And in the meantime, this is Tariq signing off along with Karan.
See you guys.
See you guys next week. And on behalf of Vishal, pray for United because they really look like they need it now.
Oh, yes. Very much so. I mean, again, we have to also take into consideration that, you know, the scoreline, in a way, you could say flatters Chelsea to some extent. I mean, they were good. Let's not, doubt that. But definitely not as good as probably what the scoreline suggested. I think the way the game started with, Chelsea scoring within about 30 seconds pretty much set the tone for the remainder of the game. Because I always thought that, you know, leading up to this game, it was going to be a typical Mourinho away performance wherein, you know, he would just come out there and be happy to actually, you know, take a 0-0.
And we had seen that last Monday at Anfield, in fact.
Pretty much, yeah. But I think his entire game plan was thrown out the window with that howler within about 30 seconds.
Okay, and speaking of that result, then this result obviously was extremely advantageous for the rest of the teams at the top of the table. I think biggest gainers this week have to be Liverpool picking up all 3 points as Spurs, Arsenal and City all dropped points. So how does the title race now shape up as you see it? Because we were kind of talking about it last time as well in terms of the congestion. But last time was early days. This is now 9 games into the season, almost 1/4 of the way through.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little hard to say right now because you actually have, teams like Tottenham who are still, have remained quite consistent throughout, the 9 games so far. The Liverpool, yes, they've had one or two blips, but overall, they've been quite impressive. Arsenal have, started the season really well. But with all that being said, there's really still not that much of a difference between a team like City, between them and a team like City who actually, suddenly out of the blue have, you could say, caught the blues.
So this, and this is like a pattern with City. We saw it last year as well after about 5 games. They cooled down a bit, again winless in the last 3 games, this time after those first 6 impressive games. But nonetheless, you expect these guys to turn this around. Somebody like a Chelsea, who looked shaky, have turned around their fortunes with the results, now look outright dominant.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I would definitely say that, teams like City and Chelsea, for that matter, they have the squad to turn things around, without a doubt. For that matter, I wouldn't even rule United yet. Yes, it was a very poor performance, but I still feel that, the kind of character that Jose Mourinho is, he will be able to turn things around. But I think the first priority for him right now, he needs to go back to, what he does best in many ways, which is, set up defensively going into a game to make sure that, they're not going to concede any goals, especially these games, and really, start tweaking these little errors that suddenly have seemed to crop up quite often.
And one point that doesn't seem to make sense, as in we are not exactly qualified to talk about it, maybe when we have Vishal back on the pod, we will again get back to this point, that the United players do not seem to have been visibly or externally affected by the result. A lot of United fans are giving them a lot of flack for it. That they looked a little too happy at the end of what is effectively a very crushing result.
Well, I don't know if we can really read too much into that. I mean, at the end of the day, yes, I do probably feel that, just some of the things which I guess the fans would be talking about, players not reacting in a certain way after a defeat like this. I guess that is a bit harsh if you think about it. Yes, I mean, I'm sure, the players will not be, overly happy about the kind of performances that they put in. I mean, at the end of the day, these are still quality players and it's still a quality squad, but right now things just don't seem to be working for them.
Okay, and we shall be keeping a track of them as we go along in the weeks to come. To close this out, Karan, we need to talk about, well, at least an elephant in the room as far as you are concerned. We need to revisit the Serie A because there have been very, very interesting things.
I wish we didn't have to.
happening in the Serie A, because yesterday was a big game, number one versus number two. That's Juventus versus Milan. Milan beat Juve 1-0. They're within a point of the lead now. That was a big result, but what has been the big story, which is exactly why we're revisiting Serie A again, which is very unusual for this podcast, is Milan's resurgence. So talk us through Milan's resurgence this season.
Well, to really understand, where Milan are right now, to really appreciate what they've done so far, you really have to look at where they were at the beginning of the season, or probably even prior to the start of the season. All the talk about, the takeover from the Chinese consortium, it just got delayed further and further. And it reached a point where Montella was pretty much left with virtually no funds to, make any meaningful signings. And then he was pushed in a corner where he was forced to pretty much work with what he had. And he just went back to work and decided that, he's going to give youth a go. And in fact, the game before the one against Juventus, Milan put out a playing 11 where they had 7 players who were under the age of 24, which I think pretty much speaks volumes of, how he's taking things right now.
Okay, so that will be an interesting story to track. We'll bring you a more elaborate perspective on the Milan resurgence probably later, but that's about all the time we have for this week's podcast, which of course, as of now, top of the mind recall is that big result, but there is a long way to go in the Premier League, and we know how things can get there. Even United at this moment are only about 5 points off the top. So anything can, 6 points off the top, I think. So anything can really happen. So anything can really happen going forward. And we will keep an eye out for that on Soccer Sense. Like I said, Vishal is not here this week, but we will play a very special recorded message from him about the result.